Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 761 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. July, 762, up 11 and a half. Soft May wheat, 690 and a quarter, up 13 and three quarters. July, 697 and three quarters, up 15. May corn, 504 and a half, up one. July, 510 and a quarter, up three quarters. December, 506 and a quarter, up one and three quarters. May soybeans, 1469 and a quarter, up three quarters. July, 1465 and three quarters, up one. November, 1224, down three and a half. May soybean meal, 479.30 up 120. May soybean oil, 42.36 down 14. April live cattle, 143.82 and a half down 10. May feeders, 179.55 up 92 and a half. And May lean hogs are 123.50 down 47 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like the dip that we saw in the July composite corn chart was a bear trap,
It looks to me like that. On Monday, we had some pretty good volume to the downside, and I noticed on the wire services that I subscribe to or are giving, sitting here in my office, everybody was really bared up on that busting of the trend line in the old crop corn, but new crop corn did not bust the trend line. And then, of course, the planting intentions number came out much smaller than what the trade was looking at, and then the weather forecasts have turned wetter, and it looks like we're going to at least stay behind the five-year average on planting pace, and I think that's beginning to ratchet down so-called yield potential, and I'm not too sure what yield potential means, but they're starting to ratchet down yields, and then that's, bringing in a little tighter balance sheet, and I mean that trend continues, and that's why the corn market is in an uptrend, is that since December or since the January crop report, every report that we've gotten, ending stock supplies have shrunk a little bit. I think the demand for export corn this summer is strong enough that we're going to see another upward revision in corn exports. And then if the planting pace continues to kind of slow, I think that will add a little fuel to the fire and begin these lofty yields in the 165 or better. People will maybe begin to get something more realistic like what we've had, like last year was in the 160, 161, and that changes the balance sheet quite a bit for corn.
So given all that you have said, are we teed up? Is December corn futures on the golf tee at the moment, and traders prepared to take a whack at it at some point soon to the 5.25 level?
Well, that's my initial objective. That's my next round of upside targets. We had a strong day there on Tuesday, and then we had another strong day on Wednesday here, and now we're trying to put in more of a modest day. But if we continue to keep this momentum to the upside, I think we'll go right after those highs that were posted after the supply-demand revisions. I'm sure there's buy stops up there. Pop those out, and that would kind of tee up a you know 5.25, 5:30 type move in July futures and December corn futures. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. Longer term, now this is strictly from a speculative trading point of view. I think there's a cup and handle formation on the weekly chart that says $6 is a very long term upside target in corn. Whether or not that happens this summer or maybe next year, but it does look like a return to $6 is not to be ruled out in here.
Let's turn our attention then to soybeans, which when we last talked to you was really having something going for it and put a lot of juice on in recent sessions. It has given back some of its gains since we last chatted with you, and now is sitting back on that 1466, 1461 shelf, which it was a support shelf. Still hasn't busted under the uptrend line. Was this a consolidation we're seeing in here, or should we be more concerned about this technical action?
Well, the news wire definitely gives you concern when you hear about all of the washouts or soybean purchases that China has purchased, and they're trying to they're washing out of those purchases. And then those inventories are trying to find another home. Naturally, when you look at our balance sheet, they more than likely are headed to the United States. I mean, USDA put our imports at 85 million on that supply demand report, and that's still 55 million short of what we've got sold and what our daily, what our consumption rate is. So that has got the trade somewhat confused.
Should the trade be confused by this? There's a lot of speculation and anecdotal information suggesting that these beans coming to the U.S. from back from China aren't very good beans, and that they're actually being used to blend out for export.
Well, beans are beans. I'm not real versed on quality issues and what that may or may not mean as far as blending goes. And how the crushers use those soybeans, in the United States, I'm not real versed on that, so I really don't know how to respond to that. Okay. But you know. Their beans, their inventory, their increasing supplies, and the market's going to have to wrestle with that as we go through the summer months. But it just seems to me to bring in 85 million bushels of beans may be easier said than actually done. And therefore, I think that's why a lot of people are still in the camp that maybe beans need to go higher to actually see some sales cancellations. I mean, just like today on the weekly report, yeah, we didn't sell anything. I mean, it was 800, I think, tons, so it wasn't anything significant, but there was no backward movement on the total sales level. So that still remains to be seen that we need to see a price level where some of this stuff is canceled, more than likely move to next year's marketing year would probably be the most likely place for it to go. But we haven't seen that happen yet. And until we see that happen yet, the beans are going to be they're going to find underlining support from that demand, supply-demand table.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. Mankhorn is 504 3/4, up 1 1/4. July, 511 1/4, up 1 3/4. December, 507, up 2.5. May soybeans, 14.68¾ up a quarter. July, 14.66¾ up two. November, 12.25¼ down two and one quarter. May soybean meal, 479.50 up 140. May soybean oil, 42.36 down 14. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.